Thank you. I am not a doctor on that, but I have been working a lot in with community-based organizations and trying to look at how the built environment gets built. So with that, I have no disclosures. But just a little primer on Delano in the first few slides that I show will sort of put in context why we're looking at health issues in the general plan. We were founded in 1893 as a rail town. We're named after Columbus Delano, U.S. Secretary of the Interior. We're about 35 miles north of Bakersfield, which is the blue dot. Let's see, is this thing? Slider. Oh, there we go. That's Bakersfield, Fresno, Sacramento. This whole area is the Central Valley. The major employment in the valley or for the city is grapes. We have our own George Lucas, Gals Grapes Company, not the same, but other major crops are almonds, dairies, citrus, and carrots. Potatoes just lost out on the list, being replaced by carrots. Other employment, because that we're in the Central Valley, logistics, shipping and receiving. Sears just put in a huge 1 million square foot shipping receiving center that's all under one roof. It's all computerized. See all these little go-karts going around collecting stuff. Education, and we have a regional medical presence. Other notes, Voice of America, one of the last remaining sites for Voice of America. This was started in the Cold War. It's still operational, mainly in a listening mode now, but you name the frequency, they can tune into it. There's even a rumor that they've got, it covers 800 acres, so over a square mile, that they've got a loop system that can actually communicate with submarines as they're submerged. And we have two state prisons. Looking at the selected demographics, we grew rapidly from 2000 to 2008, going from a little over 38,000 to over 52,000. The median income, 28,000, is much less than the states and the national average. Education, 56% have no high school education. Yeah. Demographics, we're almost 70% Hispanic. A little over 47% consider themselves other races. I don't know exactly what other races means, but or mixed, but we are much greater than the state average on that. 28% is under 15, 45% is under 24. So as you can see, we have very large families that they're very young. And this is a slide that really started myself looking at what is going on in Delano, because as you can see, as part of the southern San Joaquin Valley, steadily over the years that we have constantly lost ground to all other regions within the state. And the little drop that you see in the blue line at the Bay Area was the dot-com bust that happened. And so this started me looking at per capita income as to what's going on, how do we address this, because this is not a good sign. Other social economic concerns is that in Kern County, this is Kern County, Delano is located right about here, that less than 15% are college graduates, that we have very high poverty in the area. So we started looking at then, how do we have a healthy Delano? And the reason why we started looking at the general plan is because in California, all actions that the government does, the capital improvement program, the zoning, the subdivisions, all have to be consistent with the general plan. And in California, there are seven mandated elements. Health is not one of them, but we said, we want to develop a healthy community element. We're calling it the healthy Delano and wellness element, so that we can put health forefront, so that as you read this action-oriented diagram or document, that you can really spell out the policies and see the indications where the community is going. So we started looking at, how do you define a healthy Delano? How are you going to measure it? What indicators do we use? And what's the goal? And internally, that we said, well, we want to support, encourage good health practices. So as staff, we said, we've got only three planners, myself and two other planners. How are we going to tackle this? And so the first step was getting our act together, that we formed a health discussion group. We didn't call ourselves a committee, so that we could meet informally over lunch, over dinner, etc. But we broke it down into city engagement, the business community, the health community, and also the education. And then we started looking at how do we string everything together. So we started looking at technical assistance with the Central California Regional Obesity Prevention Program. They provided a very good assistance in bringing resources such as the public health law and policy, the local government commission, and Kern County Network for Children in pulling the items together. So the first item that we did is that, going back to quantifying health, that we looked at that the healthy 2010 from the U.S. Government that we're putting together is saying, what are the determinants of health, what are the roots of health, and then the indicators, what are the outcomes. And so we did our first cut, and we said, which of these are influenced by Delano's built environment? And so we, as the discussion group, said, well, almost everything in the health determinant category is influenced to some degree or another by Delano's built environment. And the size of the check mark that you see is our guess as the discussion group as the influence. So we felt that the built environment has a very strong relationship to the physical environment, also the social environment, work conditions, etc. Then when we started taking a look at others, though, the health determinants, gender, items like that, that our physical planning that we were doing in Delano may not have an influence as to what sex you are. But the leading health indicators, we again went through the same exercise and said physical activity, overweight and obesity, etc., as you can see by the check marks, that these are items that we could start taking a look at as we develop policies for inclusion in our healthy Delano element. As you notice, though, that when we look at tobacco use and substance abuse, it's very interesting from the other presenters that how they were interested in that. That I'll come back around, because our discussion group did start saying, well, wait a minute, we're missing something here on that. So where we did then, we did a second cut. After we did that first cut of where the built environment has a relationship to the health determinants and indicators, we started saying, well, where can we use GIS to help develop the policies? So just as an example, we took, chosen here for today's presentation, the social environment and income and social status, and taking a look at then what indicators could we use for that. So we're going to look at census tract information on income, housing, and age to see how our social environment is put together in Delano. Then we took a look at the physical environment, and I had four indicators listed here: physical activity, injury and violence, access to health care, and access to fresh foods. Now, while it didn't turn up on the previous slides as an indicator of access to fresh foods, felt that that was very important in taking a look at what is the health of the Delano community. So looking at the social environment, this is a map of the census tracts that we can see in the bright red, that these are areas that have the concentrated less median income less than 25,000. So this is where we saw, oh, this is an area. We do have areas that are much higher in income on that. So then we took a look at, well, what is the housing relationship? But not so much housing conditions, but taking a look at owner-occupied housing units. Was there a relationship to the income and the housing units? And we found, yes, there is. In the very light tan, that the majority are not owner-occupied, it's 0 to 17%. So we started looking a little deeper on that. Well, why is that? And we found that over time, that the Kern County Housing Authority, this is where they put all their housing units on their public housing projects. And the city over time had zoned this area for all the tax credit projects, so that this was an area that had been zoned and general planned, designated on the map. So the outcome that we were taking a look at this is going back to the Housing Authority and saying, as you develop future projects in Delano, look at a dispersal on that and not just keep them concentrated in one area because of social equity issues. So Then we also took a look at seniors, and we found again in the bright red that the seniors are concentrated. So you can see that on the western side of Delano, where the bright red was, etc., that there are some very social equity issues. And so it was actually these three slides, when we applied to a grant through the California Department of Transportation, that we got awarded a $117,000 grant to take a look at how do we improve Southwest Delano and address some of those social equity issues. So making the connections just briefly on the physical activity and that the indicator being physical activity, we set up, tried to make the connections of looking at parks. Do residents have access to parks? Are there gaps? We used GIS to take a look at that in the green circles that you can see. That's a quarter mile buffer, and the blue, that's a half mile buffer. And what you can see is that there are big portions of the city that are not supported by parks. And so we added the question of, well, what if we add schools? And when you add the schools, you can see that there is a much better coverage of the city. So that came back to our discussion group. Well, where do we take this? What are the policy implications? So policy one, or option one, is that we acquire park sites in underserved areas. And we are doing that through some of our community development block grant. The second is develop an after-school policy with the districts to allow access, and the council supports that. And the third, that we have amended our general plan and subdivision that says all residential units now need to be within one quarter mile of a park. So that as new development comes on, that we can measure that. So somebody said, is that as the crow flies or is that as walking distance? And I said, oh, well, we have it now set up as the crow flies, but the next go around, we'll catch that. Injury and violence, the dark circles are where pedestrians there was a fatal crash, an accident. And so this is just in a short period of time from 2003 to 2007. And each of where you see those dots is a crossing that we have over Highway 99 or the railroad. So we have a big problem in dealing with pedestrian safety, doing bridge crossings at our pedestrian points. So the policy implication from this is that we're now working with Caltrans to see if we can widen the sidewalks, do better signage on that. So looking at access to fresh foods, we asked the same questions, are there gaps? And so we started looking at where are the commercial sales, retail sales of food. We divided it into six categories. If you take a look at the green pentagon, those are the actual grocery stores, the full service. Going down to the blue diamond, which is the neighborhood market. And you can see again on the west side of Delano, there are no grocery stores. And even with the neighborhood markets, we went a little finer and said, are they full service? What types of foods they sell? Or are they more just like a larger convenience store? And we found that they're more like a large convenience store. So the policy implication on that is, again, going back to the general plan and developing new sites for local markets, doing some rezonings, working with local retailers to say, will you come here, and working with our economic development department on that. Community access is an issue. The blue triangle is our regional medical center. We're taking like a bus routes, and we said, okay, all bus routes do serve the regional medical center. But the question came up, why are there no clinics or pharmacies in Southwest Delano? Again, so you know, as you do the analysis, it leads you further deeper into the forest, so to speak, as far as what you're going to be looking at. So again, looking at nonprofits to establish clinics. Going back to other issues, that we started looking at alcoholic beverages and tobacco, and we put on a 1,000-foot buffer on our parks and our schools. It's an LED sign ordinance, I mislabeled that, but this is a buffer that shows where the schools are, and if you put the buffer around, what areas would be access or that you would have restricted advertising on that. We haven't gone forward on this because there's a lot of discussion, as the other presenters have mentioned, about the retailers being affected, et cetera. But it is a concern by the majority of the council in saying we would like to have a corridor set up where kids are walking to school and they're not bombarded with the alcohol signs or the tobacco signs. We are also looking at food security and daycare needs. We're in the process of mapping that. We did adopt a general plan amendment saying that all new residential or and even commercial industrial businesses have to do an analysis of their impact on daycare and provide. We haven't gone so far as saying impact fee, but that we're moving into that direction of sorts, at least having that analysis. In closing comments, that Delano, as we've been developing our healthy element, that GIS is only one of the tools that we've used. A lot of it is community outreach, going to the street fairs. We used a photo voice project that we engaged 140 youth with digital cameras donation by our city attorney that has developed, also done the printing, making the posters. But just looking at four areas that we've been looking at as we develop our outreach, that membership, influence, integration, fulfillment of needs, and shared emotional connection. So all of our activities that we try to do in the city related to developing our Healthy Delano, we're looking at trying to build the social capital of the city. So just a quick model that we looked at is that the land use decisions affect the built environment. The built environment has environmental consequences, and they all relate back to public health issues and the decisions that we made. So as you work in public health, look for the opportunities that you connect with other activities that are going on. So if you hear a discussion on transit-oriented develop, think healthy community, how can I get involved in that discussion? Resource conservation, how can I get involved in that? So there are multiple ways that if you put your health lens on that you can get involved in the physical development of the city, not just through land use planning, but through other developments within the city. So it takes a collaborative effort, and each one in this room can be a change agent. And so part of my mission, I guess you might say, is to light your passion and going out and helping change your community to incorporate positive health policies. So this is my contact information, and that concludes my presentation.
Questions for Keith?
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Sandra Orozco from California, and thank you for the presentation. I had the fortune of working with Sickly. It's a digital divider. A community there. And my question is, it's wonderful work, and I'm really happy to see that this is happening in the Central Valley. But do you take into account any of the other environmental factors, such as the education of pesticides and
The question was related to taking into account pesticide use. We have not. The problem with the data is that it's aggregated on a county level, and so trying to go back to what a farmer uses, and especially if it's a permanent type crop like the almonds, you kind of know what they're going to be using. But if it's a field crop, some of the pesticides vary. But that is a very good question on that, and a concern, and taking a look at, because I know there are other communities that have reported cancer spikes or other health outcomes that are anomalies that are clusters that I think more research on that needs to be done.
Any other questions?
Wow, that's
okay.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you to all the presenters. Thank you very much for coming.